Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. As Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine continues to be rolled out in the U.S., the number of coronavirus infections nationwide has jumped about 30% over the last couple of weeks. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. As Will Stone reports, health officials in some states believe large numbers of people traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday may have prompted the spike in cases.
There were big concerns that the U.S. would see a post-Thanksgiving surge of coronavirus cases. Local health officials in some states are reporting spikes that they believe are linked to holiday gatherings. That includes Massachusetts, California, Texas, New York, and Pennsylvania. Ellie Murray, an epidemiologist at Boston University, says it's still too soon to say conclusively what happened nationally.
It looks from the data that we're in some middle place. It wasn't as bad as it could have been. It wasn't as good as it could have been.
Other states report that they may have dodged a spike on top of another spike in cases, a promising sign as hospitals fill up ahead of Christmas and New Year's. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone.
The Food and Drug Administration says some vials of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being shipped to hospitals and clinics have been found to contain extra doses. Some are arriving with 6 or 7 doses, not the expected 5. The FDA says given the current emergency use authorization, it's encouraging health officials to administer any additional doses. Vice President Pence and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will publicly receive Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine tomorrow. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to be administered the vaccine as early as next week. There's still no deal on another coronavirus relief package in Congress. Democrats and Republicans are close to an agreement on a package costing about $900 billion. It includes money for vaccine distribution and schools. Snow and sleet continue to fall this morning in much of the northeastern U.S. More than a foot of snow is expected in some areas before the storm is over. Jen Rehill with member station WLVR says parts of Pennsylvania could see twice that total.
Up to 2 feet of snow is predicted for some parts of Pennsylvania before the storm ends. And state officials are worried about accidents and motorists getting stranded in their cars overnight. Randy Padfield directs the State Emergency Management Agency. He's imploring residents to stay at home.
It's really critical in storms of this nature. Obviously, road conditions, weather conditions can change very quickly. And we see, unfortunately, a lot of accidents during this time of year on the roadways.
Padfield says avoiding accidents is especially critical at this time because hospitals across the state are already coping with a massive surge in COVID-19 patients, staffing shortages, and limited hospital beds. For NPR News, I'm Jen Rehill in Bethlehem.
This is NPR News from Washington. A member of a far-right group known as the Boogaloo Boys has pleaded guilty to a federal terrorism charge in Minnesota. It stems from protests prompted by the police killing of George Floyd nearly 7 months ago. Matt Sepik with Minnesota Public Radio reports on the case involving 22-year-old Benjamin Ryan Teeter.
Teeter of Hempstead, North Carolina, admitted telling an undercover FBI agent that he wanted to be a mercenary for the Middle East terrorist group Hamas to raise funds for the Boogaloo Boys, which advocates starting a U.S. civil war. Teeter also admitted discussing plans to destroy a northern Minnesota courthouse. Teeter and his co-defendant Michael Robert Solomon came to the FBI's attention after they were seen carrying guns during protests that followed the police killing of George Floyd last May. Prosecutors dropped a second terrorism charge against Teeter, as well as 2 firearms counts. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
Google is being sued by 10 states for alleged anti-competitive practices. The suit was filed in Texas, where the state's attorney general accuses the online search giant of operating as a monopoly and controlling prices for online ads. The company dismisses the claim as meritless. Google's online ad sales topped $100 billion through the first 9 months of the year. Other states involved in the suit include Missouri and Utah. Stock markets in Asia ended mostly higher today. Analysts say investors seem to be encouraged by the prospects of another coronavirus relief bill being passed by Congress to help the U.S. economy. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.